This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. Addiction, another very common word, but that doesn't mean it's fully understood. In fact, it's a word that often gets tossed around willy-nilly and generally used to describe an intense desire for something. Oh, sunshine, I'm totally addicted to it. Actually, you're not. Here's why. Addiction is when you've developed a need for something that you weren't born to need, yet you actually can't live without it, or think you can't. It's the difference between a genuine need and one you don't actually need. Seem confusing? Let's give some examples. We need air. We can't live without it. Does that mean we're addicted to air? No, air is a genuine need we were born with that sustains life and can even enhance it, such as when we do deep breathing exercises to relax. If you stop taking in air, you'll die. Now, alcohol. Some people can't live without it, or they think they can't. But were you born with that need? No, you acquired it. I don't need to explain how. But the use of alcohol to satisfy that need doesn't sustain or enhance your life. In fact, it can kill you, just the opposite of a genuine, healthy need. And we can become addicted to anything, yes, even sunlight. Say hello to melanoma. We can even become addicted to certain emotions. Some people get addicted to romantic feelings. But what's wrong with that, you ask? Well, when the romantic feelings fade away or aren't as thrilling, that person will fade away too, and that's when people can get hurt. Such people never form deep and abiding attachments. Sometimes we call them serial monogamists. So why do we become addicted? Well, the human body is a highly adaptive organism. It adjusts to new environments, new situations, new ways of behaving and perceiving. Some people say we can actually develop healthy addictions, such as to jogging, but I maintain that no addiction is healthy, not even to jogging. If jogging becomes an obsession you can't resist, when it pushes you beyond normal physical endurance to the point of harm, well, that's unhealthy, and that is an addiction. Otherwise, jogging, if it enhances your health, is more likely just a healthy habit. So if you want to know if you have an addiction, ask yourself if you were born with that need, and if you really truly need it. And then look carefully at what that addiction is doing to you, your family and friends, and maybe to society in general. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.